appears across the room.
All right, this is Pure Decking, show number two. What?
We have to start over. My beer's on the other side of the room.
No, you can go get your beer. This is Pure Decking, show number 300, and now you got me fucked up. 293 for Thursday, whatever the fuck today is, 2012, I don't know.
26th.
2026. This is the show about stuff that interests me, like information security, pointing out just how rigged the game is, and and telling Syntax to get his shit together before we start the show.
Okay, what did I miss? I got my beer now.
Okay, you're good. This is I'm Morps, and tonight tonight we have fucked up the intro something fierce. I am drinking Slow and Low, which are these little pre-mixed old fashions, rock and rye. So it's a straight white rye whiskey with rock candy bitters. So
is it like Four Loko?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. I just opened one up and poured it, and okay. I've got two here, and they weren't super expensive. But I thought, what the hell? We'll try it, right? So it looks like bourbon. It's all right. It's not bad. I wouldn't like buy a lot of it. But it's drinkable for tonight, at least. Who else we got on the show tonight besides Syntax? We have Madman. Madman, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Sam Adams Summer Ale. I'm sorry, Winter Ale. Haha, wrong one. Wrong season. The cold one.
Say, would you do keep some stored?
Freezer. I'm gonna beat a man to death with those bottles later on.
As long as you got a plan. Are you? What are you drinking?
Water. Pure water.
Living dangerously.
Natural water from the natural
water. Oh, is it raw water?
It's raw water, my friend.
Oh, he's got this.
That's a little dangerously.
Well, I'm trying to get a headmate, see? I'm hoping the intestinal parasite I get actually becomes sentient and conscious within myself.
Did you get that shit at Whole Foods?
I don't even know what a Whole Foods is, man. I just went down to the puddle on the corner. The pothole. I'm beating the middleman straight out of the game.
There you go.
And it's really cool because it's got this beautiful rainbowy color shimmer on the top. Great.
Suave, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking carbonated water.
Fancy.
Do you have your pinky up when you sip from it?
Yeah. Well, shitty preservatives in it.
I do now. You do now? All right, Syntax, what beer you got?
Well, see, I'm drinking multiple things because I have a good old Newcastle Brown Ale.
Good man.
But just like the last time, I also have a bottle of 2014. I can't pronounce the name of it because it's in French, but it's a Cab Franc, and it's paired with Velveeta shells and cheese mixed with Hormel chili.
I'm not knocking the...
A man of refined tastes.
He is.
Actually, the Velveeta shells and cheese and Hormel chili is a good combination. I'm not...
It really is.
If you had to pair a toaster pastry, do you think you could just give one for the audience? What would you recommend?
With this Cab Franc, I would say probably it needs to be... The strawberry Pop-Tart with no frosting on it, you know, like really cheap ones.
Like the store brand.
It's something that's sweet and kind of flaky that goes with rye, you know, the dryness of a good Cab Franc.
Okay.
Well, keep that in mind. Next dinner party you host. Awesome.
Oh, this is going to be a thing at some point. We're going to see pictures on Instagram of people serving very fine wine next to a pack of, like, toaster strudels or something. It's just like...
I think it should be a thing. If people are going to eat Tide Pods, you know, the next level up should be, you know, good quality toaster pastry with a high quality wine.
Or low quality toaster pastry with high quality wine.
I don't know why, but this just reminded me when we were doing the meetup and we ran down to the grocery store and RU sat there and watched that woman figure out that she could not afford cookies.
Oh, that was so sad.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it was like Pop Tarts or something the kid was trying to get, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like fucking cost nothing, and I'm like, wow, that looks incredibly tragic. And then you look at her and you're like, wow, you have made some very poor choices, like to be that. It was just really sad. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, oh yeah, I'm in America. This is great. Fuck yeah, America. Holy shit, the poverty here is like third world level. Fuck.
In places.
Yep. It was my first real look at poverty in America, and it was a fucking eye-opener.
Come out to the Southwest. Like, I've seen places out here that literally remind me of places in, like, Somalia or the Democratic Republic of Congo.
I saw places like that down in L.A. There are certain areas. We were parked at a set of lights, dude, and there was this Mexican dude getting jumped by a shit ton of other Mexican dude back at the back of this 7-Eleven. It was fucking hilarious. Anyway.
So, yeah, I don't know why. It just suddenly made me think of that. But anyways, you know, moving on to amusing American idiocy. So I've got an article here from Adweek, and the video is weird because this is not what would actually happen in this scenario. So I'm pretty sure most of this shit was staged. You know what I mean? But obviously they put out the video and a lot of people are going nuts for it. Burger King put out a video trying to explain net neutrality. Unfortunately, they took the you know, the fear, uncertainty, and doubt version of net neutrality, where you're going to be charged for fast lanes and slow lanes. And they were telling people who had paid $5 for a burger that they were going to have to wait like half an hour. And then if you paid $25 for a burger, you'd get it now. And by the end of the video, they show them sitting there like just holding the burger in front of people who just want their burger. And they've got people, you know, saying, hey, just give me the damn sandwich. And it's like, no. No, that's not what would happen. And maybe if that was the only restaurant for miles around, would it be a good example? No, what would happen is I'd say, get your fucking manager over here. You're going to give me my $5 back, and I'm going to go down the road to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I just had a thought on this experiment, Morps. They really must have done this under tight conditions.
Well, it must have been. It had to be staged. They showed people paying $20. Oh, sorry.
Exactly.
Sorry,
because I can cite at least 5 or 6 videos right now where dudes have jumped the counter for less and beaten the absolute fuck out of the server.
Well, they actually show people paying the $25 to get a burger fast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's why I said staged.
Fucking
I've got to confess, I've not seen the video. I've only read the article. And, yeah, it's a crock of shit. But, like you said, you know, you would just go give him my money back. I'll go somewhere else.
And in my mind, that's the better example for net neutrality, which is if your ISP behaves badly, you should have the option of going to a different ISP. Oh, wait, you don't. There's only two in the area, and one of them's a cell phone. So
the way I look at this whole net neutrality issue, like, you know, it is important, and, you know, I do think there should be net neutrality. But at the same time, it seems like they're kind of like waving the flag. Hey, everybody, look over here at this issue and ignore the main problem of all these monopolies divvying up the country.
Yeah, everywhere
you go, like there's like one, maybe two companies and they've both got a stranglehold. They both have shitty service.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit anymore. Anywhere you go, nobody gives a shit.
Any new ISPs come in.
I can rewrite this ad for you really quickly. What would really happen?
All right.
The buddy goes in. You don't have a burger. Yeah. You want a pay the regular price or the high speed price, right? Pays the high speed price, eats the burger, comes back next day, and does the same thing because, no, I'll pay for the slower one, gets bored, gets his money back, walks outside, sits down, it's all fucking, you know, sad and shit. Another guy walks in, done the exact same thing the day before, gets his money back, sit down, all sad as shit. They start talking. Next day, they pull up with a food truck, and the both of them in there and serving people that are just walking in and then walking straight back out and getting a burger from a food truck. Because that's essentially what will happen.
I like
and
it.
Then, somebody... You know, if it was actually based on real life, then the Burger King employee would come out and slash the truck's tires.
That's corporate war, dude.
Not a problem. I wasn't planning on driving off anytime soon. You guys look like you're going to be stupid for a while.
And that would happen. And then another food truck will pop up with a different form of food. You know what I mean? At the reasonably same price.
Tacos.
So I guess we could read the article here a little bit. On the heels of its brilliant anti-bullying spot last year. I don't even remember its anti-bullying spot, but apparently it was brilliant.
Neither do I.
Burger King has found another cause it can get behind and promote with a clever in-store stunt, net neutrality. Net neutrality is a complicated topic to explain, which is where Burger King came in with a meaty metaphor. It set up a social experiment at a BK location with a hidden camera set up, not unlike that of the anti-bullying spot, and taught Whopper buyers a memorable lesson. In the video below, see how real customers reacted to being charged more for the same quick-serve Whopper, or for the regular price having to wait longer for a Whopper as BK employees intentionally and seemingly pointlessly slow down their service. Oh, the real Suave has joined IRC.
Wait. No, that's not me.
There's a little verification tick next to it. Oh my god, that's disgusting.
Even you just hijacked my name in the IRC?
Even I'm embarrassed for what you just wrote, Major.
And then it goes on talking about net neutrality getting repealed. And, you know, then they show that at the end of the video, they've got customers getting interviewed and, you know, saying, oh, I learned so much about net neutrality. And, you know, it's like, no, this shit's staged. So what's even funnier is they've got a list of credits in the article for the people who made the spot. But, none of them are listing out the actors, so I'm assuming, they want you to think that was real customers at a real store somewhere, which again we know is bullshit because they would have said, "Fine, give me my money back. I'm going down the street." So,
wow! If I was an SJW man, I could really tear this to bits. I'm watching the video.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's nowhere near inclusive enough. There's no trannies. There's no black ladies. Everybody serving is a white person. It's clearly a high-end economic area. It's not exactly your people of Walmart, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's because they wanted to make sure nobody was going to jump the counter and knife these guys to get a burger.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the exact same reason why no one has ever hijacked a Southwest Airlines flight.
I prefer Tiger Airways. They're safer.
Exactly, because no one's going to hijack it. Because, you know, someone's like, "Ooh, I have a box cutter," and someone behind you's like, "Roll up. I lived in Compton."
I will beat you to death with your own arm, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason no one hijacks. Shit. Tiger Airways, too, because most of the time Tiger doesn't really land. It crashes.
I was going to say, the reason they don't hijack it is, what are you going to crash it into? The same thing it's already fucking crashing into.
It's like when you get on board and, you know, you look at the flight attendants and you know, somebody pulls up the box cutter and the flight attendant's like, "Nah, dude, I got this."
Just walks down with a safety belt demonstration rope. Just starts ripping them to shit. Screaming some sort of ebonics at them. Oh, that'd be great. They're screaming ebonics, but they're a little white lady from Wisconsin.
So, I don't know. Is anybody else actually watched this video?
Yeah, I watched it. I just watched it while we were having a discussion. There's some fake tension where one of the employees is like holding on to the bag and the dude's like pulling on it. He's like, no, man, like your time's not up yet. And the dude just snatches the bag, huffs out. Like there's no real violence or anything. This is like people seeing they're really confused and clearly are actors. As I said, it did not look like a fast food restaurant I'd been into.
They say on the poster, actual customers. But at the same time, like these could be actual customers that they approached and then hired to act in their, or you know, actors that they hired that also bought burgers. Like
this, yeah. I'm telling you how this went. This is like, hey, this is Carrie from fucking Burger King management. We're looking for bit time actors to play people, but they must have eaten a Burger King previously before they do the audition for this. That's how that went.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain. I'm fairly certain everybody has eaten at one of the major chains at one point in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have you ever eaten at Burger King before? Ever?
I've never had a burger. I've never had a burger at Burger King or McDonald's or KFC ever in my life.
All right, KFC doesn't sell hamburgers.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
What? No, they fucking don't.
Yeah, they do.
I don't remember seeing one in there. I'm not going to say they don't.
Yeah, they have the chicken filet and all these different ones, man.
Yeah, they have chicken sandwiches, but they don't have hamburgers.
Oh, no, they have chicken on the burger. Chicken sandwich then, or whatever. And yes, they don't sell hamburgers, but they sell a burger with chicken in it.
That's not a hamburger.
I'm fairly sure that they do.
Let's just call it a burger.
The KFC burger, double hamburger, down burger.
They both have burger.
The double call down is two chicken breasts as bread with Swiss cheese between them and bacon. It's a beef heart patty. Attack, you dip in gravy.
It has a beef patty as well, therefore makes it a hamburger.
Did they add a beef patty to this? Oh, I'm going to have to Google this now.
Yeah, it's like a hamburger with chicken breasts as the buns.
On one hand, that sounds amazing. Box. On the other hand, not really.
Here we go. They do call it a burger.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they called it a burger. Look, they might be wrong, but they called it a burger. So, anyways.
Once again, Google solves an argument.
Exactly. Where would we be without our overlord? I mean... Nice company.
Those are fucking chicken sandwiches.
I remember getting into screaming matches with people about like what was correct and what wasn't and crap like that before the internet.
You know, I love the good old dictionary fight. Dictionary fights were great.
I used to actually have to remember my useless trivia. Now I can just look it up.
I know. A lazy society we've become.
So anyways, I mean, anybody else have any thoughts on net neutrality and the way they were demonstrating this in here saying you get the same burger but it costs more? Because I don't think that's how I don't think that's how this is going to go down.
I don't think it will either.
If the ISPs are going to start misbehaving, the way it's going to go down is exactly what the mobile carriers are doing today. They're limiting how much traffic you can do in a set period of time, usually a month. And, you know, this service doesn't count against your limit. So I think that's what we're going to see more than, you know, you have to pay $30 a month for the gaming package.
Yeah, because, dude, I just keep the games I've got now. I'd buy new games from a game store and I'd have nothing to do with you as a company. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I am fully prepared to go out of my way because, really, I'm just not going to pay for it. If I can get it for free today.
The LAN party would come back.
Oh, man, it would be gorgeous, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Those were amazing sometimes.
Think about it. Sometimes it was the only time people had ever come out of their fucking house in a month, you know, is to go to a LAN party.
Oh, I remember the first time I took a couple of the guys to a big LAN party. That was fun. And then it got much colder that night than anybody was expecting, so that kind of sucked, but...
The PC that I used to use to go to do LAN parties with was kind of a sleeper. So it was a horizontal beige tower that I had really good hardware shoved inside, but I would show up with this thing that still had a 5.5, 5.25 like floppy drive in it. It wasn't hooked up to anything, but it was still there. And it was hilarious. So I think LAN parties need to come back, so that way, like, we can start building these. Like, no one sees our pretty computers with the fucking lights and the tempered glass and the bullshit, right?
This and that so funny. You
we were talking about this yesterday, me and Morps. Exact same thing.
But you, and then you know, you have assholes like me that come around and you know, build sleepers.
Well, I was actually going through the closet the other day, and I found my old LAN straps. And this was a set of straps with a handle on top, specifically for going around your PC case, so you could actually move the thing around.
Yeah. Yeah, they sold these neat straps that, like, turned it into a backpack.
Yeah, that's what it
awesome.
Is.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Good times.
So... anyways, but I mean, it's like no skill anymore to build a PC. I was, you know, my last build, I just bought all the parts off Amazon, threw it together, and it's like, I didn't tear up my hands. I didn't have to Dremel the case. I didn't have to invent something. What the fuck?
Yeah, I've had no problem. That's what PC building's been like for me, like every PC I've built.
No, I used to have to, like, get AT cases and Dremel them out to fit ATX boards and... you know, paint. You know, you actually had to paint them to make them look good, and you know, cut out fan holes and all this other shit. And it's like, no. You just, I mean, this new case looks amazing. Don't get me wrong; it's a nice NZXT tempered glass panel. Looks great. It was nothing. I mean, there's no skill in putting that shit together, hardly.
Oh yeah, it's like Lego.
Yeah, well, and like they have the LED, like the four or the three color LEDs that are all like controlled by the operating system, and they're just like sticky taped in. And I remember having to buy like underglow kits for cars and cut them down.
I've done that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, like that was like the Uber Leet shit back in the day.
Yeah, it really was.
Because you had fucking lights. Like, I had an extra plug-in to plug in the lights that were inside my case.
I had actually put a cigarette lighter in the front of one of my old cases on just a light-up switch so that I could power little FM transmitters and shit like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, anyway, so I guess we, you know... beating the Burger King ad to death because I don't know. I mean, it's silly. So
it really is. I mean, good on you for trying to do something like worthwhile. Yeah. I guess.
No,
I wouldn't even say good on you, man. Just sell fucking burgers.
Burgers King sells burgers. Don't step into this shit.
Yeah, like stay away.
Then I love when big companies like step into politics, because at that point it gives me something to read about at 4 a.m. when like I'm working, and I'm like, okay, cool, I'm really bored because my network is awesome. And then yeah, it's like, oh look, I have something else I can read about. Chick-fil-A freaking out about the gays, or you know, whoever, like Starbucks, you know, pissing off everybody because they don't say Christmas and they don't have
it on their cups. No, the Starbucks is let's have a conversation about race
oh,
with us
yeah.
together. That was the great one. Like, I didn't come in here to talk to you about Black Lives Matter or anything like that. I want a fucking Vante latte. No, wait a minute. I don't even want to use your slang now because you pissed me off. Give me a large coffee, you bitch.
Yeah.
There's... before I slap you.
I will not use their pronouns. Fuck them.
I don't believe in your pronouns, ma'am.
There's
just make it black.
There's another swab. There's now three swabs in chat.
They're multiplying. Next thing, I'll all be asking the same question from some stupid movie. Whoops, got it.
That's great. That's great. Oh, shit. Okay, well, Ari, you sent me a good bulk of stories this week, because, after last week. Okay, so this one's from BBC, from the BBC. Tesla and GM, self-drive cars involved in road collisions. So,
this Wait, is hold on. Funny. Did the Tesla self-driving car drive into a GM self-driving car?
No, unfortunately.
That would have been awesome, though.
That would have been amazing. The war of the robot cars has already started.
Oh, it's on now.
Yeah.
So I need the Terminator music on the soundboard now. I just need to keep that handy.
it's kind of like the does anyone remember like the self-braking Mercedes test where like they invited all the press and everyone and the test driver got in and he like folded his arms and turned the car on and just like jammed his foot on the gas and then crashed the fucking car because someone hadn't turned the system on.
I vaguely remember that. Actually, apparently CES this year they were demoing some self-driving cars that didn't even have steering wheels and you couldn't even see at them because their windows were actually LCD screens.
And it's that's terrifying.
This is not going to end well.
That requires a whole level of trust that I'm not willing to give up quite yet.
I mean, these are the same people who can't figure out how to keep email working from day to day. So, I mean, come on.
And if you can't see outside, the level of motion sick is going to be really bad. Like, the interiors of the car better be all, like, hard plastic so you can just hose it out.
Oh, wait, no. So instead of, like, showing movies or something, it's actually like a virtual world, and it's like you're driving through the virtual world and that's overlaid over top of the real world. So it's a little more interesting to watch as you're traveling. There you go. Motion sickness solved. Turn it into a video game.
Until it gets hacked and then you're just driving away from hordes of zombies.
You're playing Grand Theft Auto. You start getting point values for running people over. So let's get back to the article here. Culver City's fire service said the Tesla had plowed into the rear of one of its fire engines parked at the scene of an accident on Monday. The car's owner subsequently claimed it had been in autopilot mode at the time. The GM incident resulted in a collision with a motorbike in San Francisco. In San Francisco. The writer says the car, which was using GM Cruise's automation technology, caused him serious injury and is now suing GM, according to local newspaper The Mercury News. GM has alleged the motorcyclist was at fault. The event dates back to December, but has come to light only now. Car makers suggest that self-drive technology should make roads safer, but at present, California requires a driver to remain behind the wheel so they can retake control at short notice. However, the state's Department of Motor Vehicles is currently considering new regulations that would allow tests on public roads without a human sitting in the driver's seat. U.S. National Transportation Board has said it will investigate the Tesla crash. According to a tweet by Culver City firefighters, the Model S was traveling at 65 miles per hour when the impact occurred. Amazingly, there were no injuries. So, anyways, the point here is that these self-driving cars are apparently not very good at accounting for some of these situations, like motorcycles and fire trucks, because they're less common
on
the road.
The fire truck one, I'm holding my judgment on that one until we actually get the logs from the car.
And you think the guy was driving and he's just blaming the autopilot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, there have been cases, where the vehicle's the same color as the sky or something weird, or, like, there was that truck where the gap underneath was so high that it didn't detect there was a vehicle there. But, like, this is a giant red stationary object.
Yeah,
I guess maybe, like, there was, like, some sort of crazy software failure or something like that. Like, the system crashed and the safeties didn't engage or something.
It was the blinky flashy lights.
I'm holding judgment on that one.
So apparently put out a statement after the fire truck wreck saying, autopilot is intended only for use with a fully attentive driver, and it has instructed drivers to keep their hands on the steering wheel while employing it. Could you buy some of that? Could you buy some of that tape? Because I've seen videos of these people doing Teslas, and you know, if they keep their hands off the wheel for too long, the thing beeps at them. So I'm just wondering, could you like get some of that tape that's meant for fixing your gloves with smartphones and just wrap it around the handle so it thinks somebody's always on?
So the neat thing about the Teslas, if you don't have your hand on the steering wheel for long enough and it continues to beep at you, it fucking stops the car.
Oh, because that on the highway when you're falling asleep, that's what you want.
They stopped a guy. Wasn't he like parked on a bridge somewhere blocking traffic because he passed out?
Yeah, he fell asleep and the Tesla was like, okay, cool, you're asleep. I'm pulling over now.
Yeah, like on a fucking bridge. Like in the
So the article goes on to detail a few other. Apparently, there was a Chevy Bolt accident on December the 7th, and you know, a few others where it hit a motorcyclist. So I guess they need to change that bumper sticker to not just watch out for cyclists, but tell your car to watch out for cyclists. but actually, if you think about it, that might be a serious issue if you're like on one of these tiny little crotch rockets or something where there's just not that much mass in the road. That the sensors on the car may not be able to pick it up.
Yeah, my bike doesn't trigger a lot of stoplights.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
I told you how to fix that. Get you a big stack of neodymium magnets and stick it on the bottom of the bike.
Like, they design these things to detect, like, pedestrians and stuff. Like, there's a hell of a lot more than just, you know, looking for mass.
I can see the computer program now. That could be a pedestrian. No, it's going at 65 miles per hour. That's not a pedestrian. Okay, it's cool. It's not
exactly.
There.
Yeah. So they said that the NTSB was looking into the crashes. Has anyone ever done anything with the NTSB? Because they take months. And they ask you not to move anything. Now, granted, this is with, like, cars and train accidents, which is what they normally look at. But they're like, no, we want the scene preserved, so don't move anything until we get there.
I'm not aware of them doing that. I think they mostly just read, like, police reports and then, you know, decide to go levy fines.
I'm like, I was just wondering if that Tesla is still all the way up that fire engine's ass sitting on the 405 or whatever.
No, it's not.
Just kind of fucking hanging out.
It's not.
With road codes.
Dude, they dragged that shit up on a tilt tray, gave the owner 50 grand and said, don't tell anyone.
They actually had pictures showing the damage on the back of the fire truck after they had removed the car, so I can promise you it's not still there.
Which was quite minimal, surprisingly. Like that,
it's a
that
fire truck.
Is out.
They're still made out of metal.
Oh, you don't make yours out of paper mache?
A lot of our cars we do.
Yeah.
That's one thing I loved about having a 1972 Impala. I could drive through everything on the road. That puke green monstrosity I had for a while, the boat, it was great.
Was that the one you drove through the gas station steel cord?
Oh, no.
I've seen that happen to a little Ford Focus. The lady didn't even see this big chain that was between, like, to block the driveway off. Just drove straight in it and just sheared the top clean off.
Oh, no, it's not quite that bad. Madman, tell the story. This is a great story.
So I had a Chrysler LeBaron, and it was around dusk, and I'm blind as fuck and lost in the middle of BFE wherever. And I missed my turn. So I see a gas station, which has been abandoned, and I'm like, I'll just turn around there. And I pull into the gas station, and I notice it's snowing behind me. And I'm like, what the fuck? I get out, and the clear coat on my car is gone. Because I drove under a steel cable, and instead of it just snagging at my windshield and killing me, it ramped up the hood over the top of my car. And then my dad gets out of the car, looks at me, is like, you shouldn't drive, and we're lucky to be alive. This is a miracle. I'm going to hold up the cable, and you're going to get this car out of here, and we're never going to talk about this.
That's awesome, Madman.
It's great.
So what, that would be the third time you possibly killed everybody around you, but it didn't happen?
At that time, yeah. I'm up to like 7 now. It's great. I don't know why I'm meant to be alive, but I have a purpose. I don't know what it is, but I have a purpose.
I just had the greatest idea ever. We need to enter you into a dusk race. So one of those sports car sprint track races that happens just on dusk. That would be great to transition to night.
Just to see
the chaos.
How many of those people are going to fucking die as I run them over?
Yeah, like just have him do the dusk and the dawn sections of a 24-hour race.
Oh, that would be brilliant. The dude that's raced all night to get it close to the front wants a break just before sunrise. Madman, your turn. Madman gets in. That'll be awesome. So, but this article does not fill me full of hope for self-drive cars anytime in the future that you could possibly just sit back and relax.
No, well, you're not going to be sitting back and relaxing. Like, you're going to activate the self-drive mode, and then you're going to be sitting there, you know, tense as a hawk waiting for the AI to fuck up.
As far as I understand, there's like multiple levels of vehicle automation, and the Tesla automation is like, what is it, level 2 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed
which is basically
to be really
like
good.
A lane following AI. Like, it's not gonna. You can't just like put in a GPS coordinate and it'll take you there.
Yeah, I know it's not. It won't negotiate for you around a city, but it will use that.
Like, if you're just following a highway, it'll follow a highway for you.
I think they call it Collision Plus or something, where it'll brake for you if you aren't paying attention.
Yeah, it should hold speed, it should be able to brake for you, and it should keep you in your own lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how many of these vehicles are out there running this, and how many accidents are there? Like, really, an informative story that was actually talking about this sort of thing would actually kind of give you some references to that. Because, like, I bet you at this point, the number of accidents, even from these, like, Gen 1 automated vehicles, is far lower than if just, like, human drivers.
Oh, no doubt, Matt. No doubt. Just for the sheer volume of cars.
It's new tech. It gets lots of clicks. Everybody's going to report on every single Tesla accident that happens.
No, they don't.
It's not like huge news when it's like, oh, yeah, fucking Mary had a fender bender out in front of the grocery store or something. Like, no, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see the per capita. Yeah. That would be nice.
That would be informative as to the safety of this sort of stuff.
What's the next story, Morps? I think this one's over.
Yeah, we beat it to death.
Awesome. So the next one up is also from abcnews.net.au, which RU sent me this one. Hawaii Governor David Ige could have ended the missile alert fiasco sooner, but he forgot his Twitter password.
I know
governor
what the password was for the machine that actually puts out the alerts.
There wasn't one. Oh, no, that's the one that was on the monitor.
Yep.
Anyways, Hawaii's governor knew almost immediately that a ballistic missile alert earlier this month was a false alarm, but has admitted he could not let people on social media know sooner because he forgot his Twitter password. I have to confess that I don't know what my Twitter account login and passwords, David Ige told reporters after giving his state of the state address, according to CNN. But I will be putting that on my phone. Quick, steal his phone! an emergency alert from the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency was mistakenly sent at 8:07 a.m. on January the 13th, warning locals and tourists to take immediate shelter. Ballistic missiles inbound to Hawaii. Seek shelter immediately. This is not a drill. The alert, sent to mobile phones and aired on television and radio, read. A revised alert informing of the false alarm did not reach mobile phones until nearly 40 minutes after the first warning was sent. I wonder how many children are going to be born 9 months from January the 13th.
Good point.
Yeah, oh, man.
Well, Pornhub like... showed the analytics that they had, and there was a huge spike of visits from Hawaii right after, you know, in the next hour or so after the all clear was sent.
Okay, so you're sitting there, you're on doing your thing, your phone blows up, you look at it, and it goes, missile inbound, and your first thought is Pornhub. Yeah, fucking die in that blaze, man. I don't give two fucks about you.
That's if somebody on Pornhub opens up their webcam for the live stream with, you know, Rail and the girlfriend on the bed, missile, you know, explosion in the background.
When the alert went out, they bottomed out because everyone thought they were going to die. They had a few seconds to get right with God. It's when the notice that it was a false alarm went out that everyone started beating it, are you?
Yep. According to the Honolulu Star Advisor, Mr. Ayage said he was not able to get into his Twitter account. When he was not able to get into his Twitter account, he contacted officials at the Emergency Management Agency. Priorities, dude! I'm pretty sure you'd contact emergency management, then try to get on Twitter. For fuck's sake. The focus was really on trying to get as many people informed about the fact that it was a false alert, he told the newspaper. Well, I'm sure there's other people in the government who could have gotten on their Twitter, too. The warning triggered panic among residents who gathered family members, ran out into the streets, and desperately sought shelter as they awaited the attack. How many people, like, you know, tried to reenact Homer Simpson in that Treehouse of Horror episode when Springfield gets nuked?
Dude, there's videos of people sticking their kids down sewer holes. It got a little fucking nuts.
And then videotaping the world around them instead of climbing down after them and pulling the sewer grate shut.
Yeah, this was some Lord of the Flies shit, man.
It was
just stupid. Like 45 minutes of like total anarchy. Society just crumbles.
It pretty much was.
And
like,
I'm just thinking,
so
how embarrassed
lucky.
Is the parent pulling their kids out of the sewer? I mean, just sitting there with that, you know, that look on their face.
How traumatized is that kid if he watched it the day before?
They all float, motherfucker.
There you go. Are you? I put a link for the their usage analytics.
Awesome, thank you.
Oh man. So, anyways, everybody else has beat this thing to death, but I just love the fact that, you know, his first thought was quick to Twitter. It's like, fucking really, dude.
Seriously, that's
is
how
that
we're going to hear about?
Like, everybody's
anything.
Following a politician's fucking Twitter account. Like, fucking.
Yeah. What were you saying, Syntax?
Well, I mean, we're so used to over the last year hearing about anything of any importance coming over Twitter from the president of the United States. I mean,
like, fair enough.
No. This disease has been going much longer, man. Like,
Twitter was still born from its inception, as far as I'm concerned.
It's got a little. It's a little downy now. It's older, you know. It's really starting to show that it had some a real hard forceps birth. Well, not a lot of oxygen got to the brain. But
personally, I think Twitter is really good to follow porn stars because, I mean, Twitter doesn't censor anything, so you can put up whatever the fuck you want. So it's porn stars and hackers, and really that's about it. Like, because I mean everything else is just bullshit.
Man, your Twitter feed's boring. I've got like third world dictators and tyrants, man. They're so much better. You know, you get the occasional Iranian Snapchat of the Ayatollah with look at the infidels I'm killing today, you know, selfies or, like that.
Here's Lucky Johnny. Everyone likes watching his Twitter.
Yeah, check out Mandula there. She's about to get gang raped for being raped.
I am on the wrong fucking Twitter feed.
Yeah, dude,
Jesus.
Get on that one.
Well, I mean, you know, you get on the Twitter feed with all the third world tin pot dictators and Donald Trump, and they're all asking for your advice. I mean, you know, what do you do?
You say which one has the bigger red button.
If I'm the mayor or whoever the guy was, and I couldn't get into my phone or anything like that, I'm like, hey, someone, press secretary, start ringing every television station on closest to us and get me on air now, okay? And I want the chief of security down there. I want the chief of fire, police, the whole lot. We are going to do a press statement right fucking now. Someone unlock this phone for Twitter. We're out of here. That's how it should have gone down. Not sit around 45 minutes.
Maybe it was password. Maybe it was 12345. No, it wasn't my luggage code. Maybe it was QWERTY. No, not that. Maybe it was let me in. No.
Was it password? Was it password one?
It was password one. That was it. Thanks, man.
Fuck yeah! There we go.
Continuing the trend of the pot calling the kettle black, we got another story from RU on BBC. Facebook and Google are criticized by George Soros. At his annual dinner at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Mr. Soros warned that social media platforms were obstacles to innovation. He raised concerns about their power to shape people's attentions. He, however, predicted their days were numbered because tax policy and regulation would catch up to them. Mr. Soros also called the Trump administration a danger to the world, adding that he believed the president would be gone by 2020 or sooner. The outspoken financier reserved his strongest criticism for what he called unprecedented and transformative effects of large internet firms. The power to shape people's attention is increasingly concentrated in the hands of a few companies, Mr. Soros told assembled guests. Referencing Google and Facebook several times during his speech, he said it takes real effort to assert and defend what John Stuart Mill called the freedom of mind. Pretty sure George Soros doesn't really care what people think either. He's mostly just... there's a possibility that once lost people who grow up in the digital age will have difficulty in regaining it. He cautioned that this would have far-reaching political consequences and had already played a large role in the election of Donald Trump. Facebook declined to comment, while Google did not immediately return a request for comment. So then what was Google's comment if they didn't immediately return it? I assume they still returned it, or you would have just written Facebook and Google both declined to comment. I mean, come the fuck on. English,
well,
motherfucker,
they
didn't write
like
it?
What the comment was, so they were like, yeah, they said something of non-consequence.
If I'm Mark, I'm an alien Zuckerberg. I turn around and go, well, Mr. Soros, I would say that you're pretty fucking dangerous too, you old bug-eyed bitch. 1992, you tried to short the British pound and break the government, therefore destroying a democracy.
Holy
and then go,
shit.
Yeah, that wasn't warranted. and then we could talk about your political involvement with certain activist groups around the country trying to bring down democracy.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, then let's go on with the shorting markets, things like that. George Soros has no fucking ground to stand on after that speech.
No. I don't think he's allowed in England anymore.
I'm out of irreverent sound effects. Anyways, where were we? The 87-year-old.
Isn't there one about testicular cancer somewhere?
I have testicular cancer.
Yep.
And
I
gave
so.
It to Soros. List of projects funded by George Soros. I will just put this in as Exhibit A, Your Honor. And if people. Well, the Open Society Foundation? Yeah, they're pretty interesting. That's just the first one. Central Europe universities. European universities. Interesting. Institution for New Theory Economic Thinking? Yeah, this dude is fucked.
The 87-year-old repeatedly praised the EU Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vasquiter, maybe I said that right, whom he said would be the social media company's nemesis. Ms. Vasquiter has become best known for going after U.S. tech giants, slapping charges on Google, Amazon, and Apple. Mr. Soros said the EU, which has no internet giants of its own. Is that true? Are there not any big internet companies in the EU?
I can't think of any. Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Pretty dominated by the U.S.
Well, U.S. and then China's got a few.
I think they have some big gaming houses.
Yeah, they do.
China.
I'm trying to think. There's some security firms based out of the EU that are fairly sizable.
They have the biggest YouTube star.
Yeah. No, he immigrated to the States, didn't he?
No,
that's Notch. I'm thinking
UK.
Of that's Notch. Yeah.
Yeah. Europe, yeah, I'm grasping at straws for what Europe has that would be worth having. I think anything that was created in Europe that's worth having moved out of Europe real quick.
Yeah.
Get away from regulations.
Let's see, was best place, the EU, which has no internet giants of its own, was best place to protect society against them. Whereas U.S. regulators, he maintained, were too weak. Internet monopolies have neither the will nor the inclination to protect society against the consequences of their actions, he emphasized. Pot kettle. Anyways, the Hungarian-born fudge manager, hedge fund manager, I think I said fudge manager, which is pretty funny. Who
either way, he probably manages fudge. Probably packs a lot of fudge.
Having
too.
Made a billion by betting on the devaluation of the pound in 1992, had several foundations devoted to defending open societies from their enemies. Holocaust survivor, open societies in crisis, predicted Donald Trump. Might be a dictator, would not lessen their term. Democratically inside in 2018, he asserted. Well, sure, you're dumping tons of money into Democrat bosses, so of course you're. It's just really funny because if you look up everything Soros does, he doesn't really. I think it's more, hey, these guys are taking my influence away.
Yeah. Pretty much it. But. I'd like to think that democracy isn't that fickle and that the crowd, although it may go pretty ballistic, will be kept in check by its own sanity.
Well, at some point you stop and go, this shit's nuts, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get proven wrong. I see this now.
Anyways.
I don't know, man. That's, I just thought it was an interesting story because exactly, pot call kettle black, you know.
Yeah.
How that even could be made as an article or even handed out, like, it's obviously they're just trying to promote Soros, and because he said something bad about Trump, done.
Yeah, you're probably right on that front, but Cycros is so confused in the chat room right now.
how many majors are there now?
Well, there's just two, but there's another RU now.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. It's not me, Cycros. I know it just said I'm lying, but it's not me. I can't see it. I'm just fucking, I'm betting whoever's typing away, you little fuckers.
Actually, Swolf said that you're a fantastic Kiwi, so.
Well, see,
no,
I know that.
No, I didn't. That's
I know
not
exactly.
Me.
I know exactly who said that.
Yeah, somebody called
Swolf.
I have
no idea what you're talking about.
Does he like explosions?
Hey,
he does.
If he's from Canada, that's going to be Silent G.
Silent.
Yeah,
G.
That's right. Americans can't spell. The Queen's English. Queen's English.
Well, both Suave Torg and the real Suave both agree that RU is the best Kiwi.
You're going to make IRC bipolar. Stop.
Or just very, very paranoid.
It's going to go full Tay-Tay on us, man. It's like gas and the fucking Jews and shit.
Canada isn't flammable enough. Of course not. It's covered in fucking snow and polar bears.
Oh, God, there's another Morps.
Oh, this is going to end well. Hey, dude, take care of posting the links for me. I got shit to do. So, how cryptocurrencies could let you control and sell access to your DNA. This story was also given to me by RU earlier in the week from abc.net.au. Did you know that when you take certain genetic tests, the company can make money by selling your data to other businesses? Now, the new blockchain-based marketplaces could give individuals control over access to their encrypted DNA data and the ability to sell it to research companies for their own profit. Well, at least you're the one making the profit.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, whatever company.
Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
Those guys. Like, so they actually have in their terms of service, like, yeah, send us your DNA. We'll sequence it and let you know what it is, but we own it after that.
No, no, we own you after that.
Yeah, basically.
So, let's see. Consumer DNA testing saw unprecedented public demand in 2017. By one estimate, 10 million genetic tests were conducted by individuals on individuals by companies such as Ancestry DNA. People using these services may not realize that the real money for some of these companies could lie in the sale of genetic data to third parties for medical research. A 23andMe board member reportedly explained this in 2013. The long game here is not to make money selling kits. Once you have the data, the company does actually become the Google of personalized healthcare. Understanding the complex relationship between genetics and disease requires powerful statistical tests, and the genomic healthcare revolution therefore needs many genomes for its fuel. There are competing interests between individuals, corporations, and research community. Marketplaces for buying and selling DNA data would be established by the creation of dedicated cryptocurrency tokens. People will be able to sell their encrypted genomic data to researchers for tokens, which they can cash out or use to buy services, such as disease risk reports. Really, really fishing for a...
It's a creepy story.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're totally going to help you. Yeah, this is all for you, the consumer.
It's definitely using, like, the scare tactics to sell. They're like, okay, you sent us your... But we're not going to tell you what's going to fucking kill you, but something will.
It's going to be just this little machine that goes ping and prints out a little card, and it'll say "eaten by lion." I mean,
you know, no, it'll be like, yeah. Mr. Morps, we have your DNA results here, and really troubling stuff.
Well, that's interesting, considering I didn't submit a DNA test. Whose DNA did you test?
but we can't really tell you what's going to kill you. Well, maybe $500 more. Sir, have you heard about our deluxe package where we tell you everything?
So, sir, now, we've seen your DNA test, and it appears that you are actually a dog.
You are a capuchin monkey.
Oh, yeah, because all you have to do is swab the inside of your mouth, isn't it? Yeah. And then I'm send it to them in the...
How much are these kits? Because I
know,
seriously want to like swab a cat and send it in.
They're like $100.
Oh, dude, I'm doing a kangaroo. That's a bit much for a troll.
Yeah. I'm gonna like spit on it and then I'm gonna rub it on a kangaroo and send it in. So I'll be like kangaroo man, something like that.
Like a month later, a government agency is gonna bust in your door and kidnap you so they can do experiments.
It'll just come back as Booga from Tank Girl.
Good call.
That is. Why is that still on the soundboard? I meant to hit this
one.
I
don't know. You hate me.
Yeah, I do. I'm okay. You know what? Right click. Wait, where is it?
Now,
there's no way to clear it.
The scary thing
about
this is when they have this clearinghouse of genetic data, you know, what's to say that a company that you've interviewed for, and you have to get like a background check, right?
Oh.
What's to say that this isn't part
Gattaca,
of your background check?
You're pulling
check? A Gattaca. Yeah, and they're like, oh, well, you have a predisposition to heart disease, so we're not going to hire you because we want someone to be here for 50 years where you might die in 30, so fuck you.
I would point them to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The odds of anyone staying here more than 10 years is bullshit.
Well, yeah.
So, you've got me for, according to your test, a maximum of 20. We're good.
Or think about it like this. Yeah, we've crossed your DNA background check, and it looks like that you're a great descendant of John Wayne Gacy. We can't hire you, you know, for fear or something like that.
Right?
Well, congratulations, Ted Cruz. You are the Boston Strangler, or the Zodiac Killer.
His father's the Zodiac Killer?
Killer, yeah. But you could get really creepy with this shit.
Oh, IRC's about to go really downhill.
Anyway, I wouldn't be submitting to this. And yeah, who wants to know that they're going to die of something terrible? And when? Like, fuck that.
It's not just knowing that you're going to die of something terrible. If they get enough of a database, they can study it and possibly cure it. I'm completely fine with them having my DNA. I just want to know who it's being sold to, if anyone, and possibly get a percentage of the profit.
So you're looking to profit off your own. So you would sell a kidney, wouldn't you, Madman?
I think I should be allowed to, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly, so would I.
Awesome. So what's your blood type,
Madman? I'm not
going
to say I'm going to sell it, but I think I should be allowed to.
Well, let's keep going here because the story is talking about. So all transaction would be recorded on the blockchain. To gauge what this new ecosystem might look like, they spoke to David Cospels, chief executive of Encryption, Bob Kane, chief executive of Luna DNA, and Alexei Gorbachev, a founder of Zenome. All these three platforms, Encryption seems to be the farthest along. It is free to upload and securely store genetic data for up to five family members, including your pets, because you want DNA data on your dog. Now, here's a question. If you have, like a show dog that's worth shit tons of money, and I know this because I had family who used to breed dogs, and wow, I'm just going to log out of the IRC. Shit's getting weird in there.
yeah, I already dropped out.
And anyways, yeah, so the dog's genetic material is worth quite a bit of money. So, you know, if you submit a dog up here, are they just going to clone the dog and make money doing that?
You can't clone a dog yet just from, like, raw DNA data. Like, they actually need the DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm sure eventually, at some point, they will be able to.
What's that machine that they've got CRISPR. Right now? CRISPR, yeah.
Well, yeah, but, like,
CRISPR is... If you edit existing genes, you can't build a cell from scratch.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I think it can even insert, something into something.
It can edit genomes.
Yeah.
But it still needs a cell to edit.
There's yeah, and, no you know, like, I'm sure scratch. Eventually they'll be... Like, I think they've made some strides toward constructing artificial DNA, but it's not feasible to do that and make enough for cloning. It's, yeah, not yet.
Yeah, that CRISPR thing's really fascinated me when I started reading into it. Like, granted, after about the second paragraph, I was out of my league. I had no idea what they were talking about.
I think it's great. We make somebody a super intelligent, regenerative abilities, whatever. All that's great.
That's why I was following it.
Follow China, because they're the ones who are really doing it. They don't have all the hang-ups about...
Yeah, exactly. That's the article I was reading, and it was really in-depth.
I was reading an article the other day. There's something like 80 people in China right now who've had CRISPR treatments.
Yep.
Wow.
And they've had amazing results.
Yeah. So they just announced today. I actually heard this on the news. A lab in China has cloned two different monkeys, from cells to birth.
Yes.
It was just put out today, and they were like, "Yep, we did this thing. It's the first primate ever done."
Yeah, two monkeys with using updated versions of the Dolly the Sheep technique.
Yep.
Yeah. Fucking amazing. Blew my mind. I'm like, dude, they're making primates.
Yep. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, there's a cloned human out there somewhere.
Oh, dude, there's more than one. I don't mean they have escaped the lab.
No evidence. I've not read or seen anything. I'm just... You know, the odds are, there's enough people out there with the equipment and ability.
There has been some amazing written papers in the last 10 years on what happens when children who are born don't see their mother and placed in complete isolation. Right? How do you think they're doing those experiments?
What happened? So,
they're doing it with clone children.
Do we declare the clone children not people? Do they not have
rights?
They're
not people. They're not people.
That gets weird quick.
Ooh, that does.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Under what laws? That I don't.
No. In my mind, they're not.
Oh,
people.
Okay. I see.
Okay. Gotcha. Like I envision in the future safari hunting humans. Like I shit
safari
you not.
Hunting cloned humans.
Like we are reenacting the Hunger Games with clones of the actors from the movies.
No, we're not gonna do it like that. The way I envision my perfect fucking the way it's gonna work, this is like they got cameras. You've got cameras mounted on your heads and shit, like for the full home viewer experience. and there's just close quarter combat with fucking clones.
Actually,
you know, and if we've made them, you know, 10% slower, you know, 3% shorter, and, you know, and that's the start season. You know, and each team competes against the same clones, same environment, and then as we progress down the fucking tube here to the finals, like, they're putting dudes in there that have six fucking arms, tails, so they can swing from the rafters, and we're up there with guns and bayonets
hey,
and
let's
shit.
Let's start a Kickstarter. This is something that we should probably
we need a CRISPR
funded.
Machine, a bunch of volunteers, and an island in international waters.
No, we just need the help of the Raelians. They have a fleet.
Oh, there you go.
On the move fleet.
So, we can implant a camera right in, I guess, where the chakra would be, maybe a touch lower, so that you've got that video, or maybe one over each eye, or just, I guess you could make them wear glasses that would probably get broken in the fight. That way, you know, you can stream it in VR to people, for all these people buying HTC Vives and shit.
Yeah. But on the serious side, yeah, I'm with Major. I have no evidence, but I do believe... China and at least America, the UK, and possibly Australia and a few other nations have clones and are experimenting with them right now.
I bet there are labs that have clones.
I think there's behavioral experiments, and they're building not super soldiers or anything like that, because that's obsolete thinking. There will not be a super soldier. There'll probably be a meat puppet technician that they'll send out into the minefield to fix the bot.
No, I'm thinking it's going to be carriers. They're going to have their custom diseases, and they'll just drop off a clone of somebody in society.
You don't need a clone to do that.
Yeah, you don't.
All you need is a pigeon.
Yeah.
Or
right,
a pig.
That's a fair point.
A syringe and a pig farm.
Yeah.
They're killing a heap of boars somewhere right now because there's some really contagious crossover virus. I forget where it is.
So
anyway, but, yeah.
Let's move on to the next one's from the Telegraph. Fabio the robot sacked from the supermarket after alarming customers.
What?
Fear.
Now, can Fabio claim and get like unemployment?
No, Fabio has no rights. He's a fucking robot. He can't claim shit.
Okay.
I need to clip that out, and just next time anybody's talking about either this robot or the old actor, Fabio, like if they're making a butter commercial, we just play that. Fabio's a robot. He has no rights.
You can also then clip my one. Clones aren't people.
Yeah, there we go. Between Fabio and the clones, we've got...
Defining the boundaries of humanity right here on Galaxy 15 Radio. Fears that robots could take the jobs of humans may be premature after Britain's first cyborg shop assistant was sacked after a few weeks of confusing customers. In an experiment ran by Heriot Watt University for the BBC's Six Robots and Us, Scottish supermarket chain Margodia was asked to trial ShopBot, who they affectionately named Fabio. Fabio is programmed with directions to hundreds of items in the company's flagship Edinburgh store and initially charmed customers with its hello gorgeous greeting, playful high fives, jokes, and offers of hugs. Creeper. Robot's a creeper!
That is kind of creepy, actually.
That
I don't know.
Wow,
look at the disgust the old man has on his face. He's like, all this technology, and you still can't suck my dick.
So
like, that is a man who is angry.
Oh, what the fuck? I've hit too many Telegraph articles because it's cut off half the story from me. Shit.
Oh, I've got the rest of it if you want. I can cut and paste it for you.
Or I can just pop up a private browser in something else, and that'll... load it.
Did that to me too.
Yeah, I've not.
It's just done that to me as well.
A 30-day free trial for unlimited access to premium articles.
Well, guess who doesn't read the Telegraph anymore?
Yeah, all right. Well, fuck that story. It looked interesting, but we're going to move on to the robot sex story. In fact, I'm going to go back in my notes and take that link out. Fuck you. No, we don't link. We don't link to your subscriber. You know, whoring ass.
Stupid paywall bullshit.
Yeah, no shit.
Exactly.
75 pounds a year to read all of them.
You know what?
Damn. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Telegraph. We didn't talk about your stupid robot. We've got a much better robot here, and this one you can actually fuck. Hang on. Copy. Unlike the disappointed old man in the last one.
I know, he was just so dejected, man.
He was super sad.
But he had high pants the whole lot.
Yeah, because like, when I read the article earlier today, it gets down to where basically the robot was scaring people.
Oh, yeah, and honestly, like, this whole thing was like a failure from inception. Like, whoever's coming up with these ideas doesn't really get what robots are good at and what they should be using them for.
Yeah.
Like, you hire people to do the social interaction because they're good at that. And you have the robot, like, doing inventory and, like, scanning items on the shelves.
And all the soul-crushing shit that people are not very good at. Yeah.
Exactly.
It can go outside and get shopping carts.
So the last time...
robotic forklifts.
Yeah.
The photograph on this, I'd just like to bring your attention to the photograph. That man is not smiling.
Oh, yeah, that is a full-on grimace.
Yeah, that is, like, I hope my mom never sees this. I have no opportunity with women after this. I am the most beta faggot ever. Look at him. This is his thing. He's just sitting there going, "Urgh."
Cam Soto announces virtual sex with robots, which is pretty much where we're headed anyways. And this is on
TechCrunch. No, it's called virtual intercourse with real people.
I've got it, man. He's sitting there going, "Don't get hard, don't get hard, don't get hard."
That's exactly what he's doing.
Cam Soda, an adult web streaming service, has announced VIRP, Virtual Intercourse with Real People, a service that lets you simulate sex with on-screen participants using Real Doll robots. The Cam Soda service is partnering with the folks at Real Doll to add teledildonics, Big Brother's favorite word, to already fairly realistic sex dolls. The dolls range in price from $1,500 and up, and users will be able to live out their ultimate sex fantasies and quench their intimate desires or immediate desires with an immersed environment unlike anything before. People have long speculated as to how the adult industry would seamlessly harness its cutting-edge technology to deliver the ultimate sensory experience, one that mimics real-life interaction and, of course, intercourse, said Darren Parker of Cam Soda. Our partnership with Real Doll allows our fans to VIRP is an absolute game changer. Fans will now be able to interact with their favorite cam models in real time via live virtual reality. What's that going to cost?
This article is written from a perspective of someone who has never been laid.
This is entirely too excited about this.
So, yeah, okay. This is a realistic experience. It'll be just like we're a real woman. Bullshit.
Simulus.
You don't have to talk to this thing.
Feeling the sensations of actual intercourse via their Real Doll and teledildonics.
Immediately where I've always gone with the virtual reality porn stuff is like, okay, cool. What you're going to do with this is things that you can't do in real life. Like, strangle the life out of someone as you are having sex with them. Whatever. Okay.
Very specific example.
If you're doing it with a cam, like a real life cam model on the other side, it just doesn't work when you're strangling the real doll. Like, they're just looking at you being judgy.
Let's be really real here. You know,
the fuck, dude?
The dead eyes of the real doll staring at you as you choke it. Let's be really real
and
here.
I'm
you know what they're doing
crazy
is cartoon
one on
characters.
This station. Did you see what Syntax said? No one's going to challenge this. I'm like, he's saying this, and I'm visioning Syntax in his kitchen going, oh, do I get the carving knife, the electrical cord? You know, oh. Maybe
hey,
the house
as
brick.
Long as he's doing it to real dolls, that's
exactly
that's a plus.
Didn't we do an article a while back about the people who were like working at the real doll repair shops and how sucked up it was?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, they're bite marks, dude. Every real doll that's returned has indentions of bite marks.
No, they were talking about people who like cut the limbs off of them and beat the
limbs,
shit out of them.
Hey, you know. If it's they're only doing it to the doll, then that and that's
and
a good
more
that's
true.
Then
I'm completely
that's,
with you.
That's less people who are getting hurt in real life.
There's some truth to that.
If that's the case, unless it's more like, oh, now they're not getting their thrills from their doll anymore, and they have to upgrade.
I don't know, dude.
So I'm not sure.
In Japan, they were selling dolls that were like children.
Children. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy sitting in prison in Canada for bringing one in. And same here in Australia. A guy got busted bringing one in from Thailand.
Fuck.
He had the latest model, though. It walked, talked.
Oh,
and
God.
Wait a minute.
So, Wow. I get. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that was the doll. Are you
a different skin?
So I guess if that'll be the next step for this cam horror service, where they've got motion capture set up and an animatronic real doll, so it actually moves along with her.
So wait,
and then
okay,
you're gonna have like cam horrors killing Johns. Oh, it's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, it's like if you're doing motion capture, I could be doing it, and I could look like whoever. I could look cute. And
well,
they
have a 3D rendered avatar.
Exactly. Oh,
so wait, hold on. This like once again, we have porn driving innovation. So like this isn't like so we're gonna have like robots that are teleoperated, and it's all gonna be developed in the porn world. And they're going to
be
like,
surprised how much encryption and security stuff was all developed by the porn industry.
Yeah.
Well, wow. You know, you got to keep people paying somehow.
And you got to keep the people who are paying safe, because if they don't feel safe, they're not going to use your service.
So let's just read the last paragraph of this article here, because it's terrible. It uses the Lovence Max, which pairs with another device on the model side and, like the Kiru, transmits movements from the model to the participant. As evidenced by the photograph above, about as safe for work as possible given the circumstances, one might wonder if members of humanity might not be better served by simply going out on dates and eventually entering into monogamous and semi-monogamous relationships with each other. That's at VIRP, VERP. Does let you wear a sweet VR helmet.
Why does it have to be fucking monogamous, huh?
He said semi-monogamous.
Why does it have to be semi-monogamous? Why can't it be non-monogamous?
Yeah, Syntax obviously wants to buy as many dolls as he can afford.
I want to point out...
He's going
to
choke them all.
The difference between monogamous and semi-monogamous is one, you're having sex with one person, one, you're having sex with how many other people you can get to have sex with.
Well, and depending on how much you care about what other people think and, you know, personal boundary issues, that could be quite a lot.
It can. Or you can just be open and honest with all of your partners, and as long as they're making an informed decision, then fucking have at it.
There's some things I'm not going to be open and honest about, such as owning a real doll. Straight up with everybody. What's locked in that fucking closet is none of your damn business.
Okay.
And if you open it, you're going in.
You
that
heard
way.
It here. Madman admits to owning a real doll on the hair.
Okay. Start the clock right now on when the first real doll gets shot by the cops because they think it's real in a home.
Oh, fuck. No, that's. I just wait. You know, we just need to start watching cops again and waiting for where they bust through the door and somebody throws the real doll at them before running.
I would be willing to bet that that's already happened, so I'm asking Google.
I know.
Well, yeah, but like,
I know
they're never going to tell anybody that they shot the real doll. They're just going to be like, this is evidence now.
Hey, what have happened to that real doll, Fred? You were meant to check it into evidence. I don't know. I may have
Nobody's
lost it.
Nobody's stealing that, are you? Someone else is spooged in it. Are you going to really steal a used real doll?
Some people don't care, man.
We know that you can pull the genitalia out and put it in the dishwasher and clean it.
How would you know that?
It was on the show a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay.
In fact, it was on the story that people sending them back.
Okay, yeah.
That's right, because we were making jokes about people leaving them in the sink.
Exactly.
And a big warehouse full of interchangeable fucking sex parts in a blue hairdressing collar.
Yeah.
Collar water.
And, I mean, obviously any sex doll I would own has no head anymore.
No head and bullet holes.
Yeah.
And if it has no head, how are you going to get the joy out of strangling the life out of it? I mean, you won't be able to see the eyes go dark.
I have to send it back every time. I mean, it's a pain in the ass.
And I cop shit for wanting to watch beheading videos. He strangles sex dolls.
One of them was alive at one point, are you? I will let you decide which one it was. the sex doll, or the dude getting his head cut off.
Galaxy 15, the paragon of mortal of virtue on Galaxy 15 Radio.
If you got a question, we'll fucking answer it for you on the moral grounds. You can take the moral high road and over the low road. Cover both your bases at next dinner party.
2 things for you in Digital Dojo tonight. The first is actually really cool. This guy developed an open source Oculus.
Oh.
And it's published on GitHub, 3D printable frame. He's got links to on Banggood where to order the parts. It's based on an Arduino, a semi-cheap 2K LCD HDMI screen, and a Frenzel lens. And he's got links where to buy it. So let's just see. Yeah, an Arduino, a little a sensor, which I believe is the accelerometer.
But they're not nearly as pretty as the Oculus.
No, it's a 3D printed part. So what the fuck? I went on AliExpress just to see how much the LCD screen cost. Okay, LCD with board is $110.
God bless.
Yeah, I think
you're
better off buying
one. Well, I'm sure as soon as this
one.
Came out, everybody's like, ooh, I want that.
Yeah. If you don't want the driver board, it's only $40. But it's also a 2K LCD.
Okay,
so it's the resolution's not as good as like a Vive. And it looks like it only really works with their relative open source package, which is based off Unity. So, but they've got instructions here on building it and building the software. And you know, they've got all the STL files for printing it. So, cool. I don't know. It might be better than like, you know, strapping your phone into a piece of cardboard like Google does.
Yeah.
But, and they've got the engine up and going for it. So if you start seeing open source software supporting this thing and you can build it for, I don't know, $150, that's not bad. Of course, getting you know, if you don't have a 3D printer, getting the frame might be a problem. But
make it out of cardboard.
Well, I mean that.
Make it out of cardboard.
There's the drone FPV goggles. Are very similar.
I have a pair of those, but those are not 3D. Those are just a one screen.
Low resolution.
Yeah, mine, granted, I have a little better pair, but it has two individual screens, and it's full HD.
Oh, nice.
But I also have an HD receiver for my little race drone.
Yeah, mine doesn't, and I suck at flying my race drone. I have had to 3D print so many parts because I keep crashing that thing. Granted,
that
I've gotten
happens.
Really good. It's no longer a kit drone. It's now my drone. I keep designing my own parts for it.
Awesome.
I actually bought a spool of carbon fiber infused PET G just for making drone parts because I needed something that could survive my flying.
That is amazing.
So, let's see.
We'll talk drones after the show.
In another channel.
And the final thing I have for Digital Dojo today is a add-on for, I believe it's Chrome, but they've got Chrome and Firefox, called Data Selfie. Data Selfie is a browser extension that tracks you while you are on Facebook to show you your own data traces and reveal what machine learning algorithms can predict about your personality based on that data. Our tool explores the relationship to the online data we leave behind as a result of social media consumption and social networks and the information you share consciously and unconsciously. So pretty much this thing just monitors the data that you're sending to Facebook as part of your browser and shows
the extension
you graphs and you know, suggestions so about what all it could do with that data.
Warning, all your data now belongs to Data Selfie.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, right?
Glad someone said it.
But, yeah, it's an interesting little add-on just because of the way it, you know, they've got a part in there where they're actually judging your religion and your political views based on your Facebook activity. So that alone was funny. So if you do use, you know, Facebook or whatever, you're already giving your shit up. So you might as well run this and see how badly it's profiling you. See whether it's off or not.
Yeah. Also, too, you can mentally self-audit yourself.
Well, not only that, but if you're running multiple Facebook profiles for social engineering tasks, you can make sure you have a variety of them so that if you need a liberal or you need a conservative or you need a Jew or a Lutheran or, you know, whatever, you can make sure you've got a profile built to those specifications and use this tool to audit them.
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah, that you're more than a troll at that point. You're working for an acronym.
Alphabet soup.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, shit, dude, this is giving me all sorts of potential. I'm like, do you know how much fucking work it would be to do that?
A little bit. It would, in
one
fact,
slip
be a little
up
bit.
Would fuck up the entire thing. Hey.
Well, then you burn that account and move on with life, but...
Like, I'm fucking with the new YouTube algorithm pretty hard right now, seeing how if I can get it to change from me to my wife, you know, because she'll watch videos and it'll go, oh, it's for this person. And then I'll watch videos and they go, oh, it must, somebody else must be watching, a different demographic. So then I'll do that for a week and then I'll just put a really bizarre video in there and then watch what it pulls down for each sort of version that we're watching.
So
it's
really
bizarre.
I've been experimenting.
For some reason, YouTube really thinks that I really, really like Ed Sheeran.
Well, you know, they don't want to advertise all the choking videos.
Yeah, right.
But no, actually, I started a new YouTube account not too long ago just to kind of play with it. And the first couple of videos I watched on it, that's just because I watched off the suggestions. Everything I get now on the recommended pages is nothing but shit from those same channels. I've gone out and subscribed to a whole bunch of other stuff. I've watched a bunch of other things. My recommended page is still the same shit from those first two channels. It's like it really, really homed in on those first couple of channels. I watched off their recommended list. And then after that, it's like it doesn't matter that I went out and searched for stuff that I actually wanted to watch. No.
If you want to exclude stuff from your recommendations, hover over the video, click the three little dots, and just click on not interested.
Oh, I've also been doing
this
a couple of times. I've been doing this on like an Amazon Fire TV because I'm getting ready to ditch it and set up a Kali box anyway, so I don't actually care. But
gotcha.
Yeah, because I've got the what was one of the recording boxes, actually. It's this little, here we go. This is an Asus Sonic Master. No, wait, that's not a Vivo PC. Asus Vivo PC VM440B. So it's this little Celeron Media Center PC. It's what I was using as the broadcast box for a long time. But it's got USB 3 on it. It's got SpinDiff, HDMI, a little Intel integrated bullshit, right? So, and yeah, it's just a little PC, but... since I'm not using it as a broadcast box anymore, I figured I'd set up a Kali box on it, and but so I don't really give two shits about the YouTube stuff on my Fire TV, so I've like made a couple of troll accounts and just had fun.
And also, can I add something for Digital Dojo?
Yeah, go ahead.
Metasploit 3 is out.
Oh,
go get it.
Is it still in Ruby?
I have no idea.
I look, because I was really hoping, because at one point it was in Python, and I heard rumors they were talking about going back to Python.
Yeah.
So let's just see, Metasploit, although Rapid7 bought it, so God.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like Rapid7 because every year at a certain convention, they throw a huge party for the Metasploit Pro, like the enterprise users, but they expect a certain number of people to social engineer their way in. So it's now a game, and open bar all night, and I have yet to not make it in to it.
Nice.
But yeah, really great party. So big ups to Rapid7 for spending $500,000 in a club in Vegas to give me free booze.
Nope, just check the GitHub, still Ruby. When I say ugh about Rapid7, I'm not actually talking about the programs, I'm not talking about the software, I'm not talking about their engineers. I am talking about their marketing assholes, and they are assholes. They have literally called everyone, all of my new hires, everyone in my department, just going down the fucking phone list until somebody would talk with them. and one of our guys was dumb enough to do it. And, you know, he couldn't get off the phone with him because he's too polite, right? I just kept telling him, dude, just tell him to fuck off and hang up the phone. He, you know, of course, he can't do that. He's too polite to do that. And, I mean, they kept him on the phone for half an hour trying to get him to set up a meeting. I mean, they are terrible. They're marketing people. Their software's great. Their engineers are usually pretty good.
Dude, if they're marketing people and keeping someone on the phone for 30 minutes, they're pretty good.
Without getting a sale.
Oh, yeah, they're shit.
No, but they're just obnoxious because I get a call from them once a month.
Have you seen how much, like, Metasploit Pro costs?
Yeah, it's retarded.
What is it?
It's several $1,000.
Is that
per user?
Yeah, per user. And then there's a monthly fee for updates and shit.
That's bullshit.
And you know what it is? And all Metasploit Pro is, for the most part, I'm generalizing, it's a fucking web interface on top of it. There are open source things. Armitage, for example, is a fantastic interface on top of Metasploit. And it's free.
And that's what I've used for a really long time.
I use it, too, just because I like the little red lightnings over the... Anyways.
Yeah. And the weird little anime girl for their icon.
Well, that and the fact of how easy it is to set up fucking tunnels and pivots through their system. It's a lot easier than doing it on the command line, I'll tell you that shit. Anyways, that's all I've really got. I will throw the Metasploit link in the show notes, so let me go ahead and copy that out, because that's a good call out. And paste. Okay, cool. Wow,
yeah,
hour
since,
30.
You know,
we had some good talks tonight.
Fuck you, Telegraph.
Yeah.
Metasploit.
So, anyways, actually, right, almost forgot. Madman, closing thoughts.
Madman's dead, Jim.
No, I'm thinking the conversations you were so happy about, are you? If we ever have a meetup down under, do you think we could get invited to one of your dinner parties?
I'll throw one in your honor, Madman.
Nice. I just want to freak out your relatives.
It's no worries, man. We'll go see them all.
Are you? Closing thoughts.
Yeah, I'm reassessing how you guys fucking gauge morality after
User
today.
User joined your channel.
Wow. Are you? I already
did
are you. Suave. Future news. I mean, closing thoughts.
I'm pretty sure that in the future
User
we're going to see some sex robots that are going to steal your DNA, sell it for cryptocurrency to Google and Facebook.
Ooh, that's a virus they're going to get.
The built-in rape kit. All right, Syntax, future news. I mean, closing thoughts.
Today in future news, the sex robots, again, take over and would end up getting all killed by the police.
I'm just envisioning the opening to Terminator, you know, bum, 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 bum. But instead of crushing the human skull being this, you know, this robotic foot, it's a real doll foot. You know, it
and
pans
it just
up
bends weird.
The real doll
and
holding
it's like
a rifle.
Ineffectually flailing at the guy because it doesn't have any strong servos.
That is a porn that needs to be made.
Oh no, there's no porn that needs to be made. It's just porn that gets made.
No, I think this could be a like AVN award winner, like top of the charts. It will get a porn Oscar.
I think it's going to get a Woody.
Yes.
All right. That's all we've really got. Seriously, we're like an hour and a half. That's all I got. Listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Peer decking every Thursday. Galaxy 15 radio site, which is really a portal to the IRC. And tonight in the IRC, besides all the fakes, we have myself, Sardonyx, Balt, Psychros, Iron Angel, Madman, and probably Syntax pretending to be Swaff. the subreddit is the best way to Somebody sent me shit on Reddit today, and I forgot about it before I started doing show notes. Crap, I feel bad. Actually, I think it was Juver who sent me something on Reddit, too. No, I read that last week. Shit.
If it's worth reading, we might do it next week.
That's true. That's absolutely true. But I'm pretty sure I've got some unread messages on Reddit I haven't looked at lately. So, my bad. Anyways, that's all I've got for tonight. I'm going to play the Pac-Man sound.